had little boxes, passports and other documents are in my room.
Everybody, today is Friday. It's Friday the 13th, as apropos as it may be, and we are Grand Forks Best Source live at the River Cinema 15 in East Grand Forks. I'm Dale Coolis, and joining me is Paul.
Yo, yo, yo. I'm trying to get on here. Just give me a second.
Yep, yep. We got a very, very special live stream, live on location edition of big screens and TV streams here at the River Cinema. We got a very special episode in store for you today. We are talking about its opening night for the movie Firestarter, the remake of the 1984 classic starring Drew Barrymore that we reviewed a couple weeks ago on an episode of Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema, kind of in preparation for the new remake opening tonight, starring Zac Efron and Ryan Kira. Yes, and Ryan Kira Armstrong as a father and daughter. They're Andy and Charlie McGee here. So just kind of going to get people's thoughts coming and going from the theater here about just either Firestarter or any other movie they're coming and seeing at the River Cinema. So anyone coming and going by, we want to hear your thoughts. You can find us here at the River Cinema in the main lobby here. We're all set up here, and just sit down in the chair next to us here. Just talk to us for a minute. Get some free candy. And joining us right now, we have one of the managers here at River Cinema 15. Sam, what's up?
How are you doing?
Doing good.
Should I pull this a little closer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I put these on too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for letting us come into the establishment.
Well, absolutely.
Yes, yes. It's Friday night, and the summer movie season is upon us. I guess, would you say last week was the official kickoff to it with the first really, really big release of the summer with Doctor Strange?
I would have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doctor Strange was a big blowout. Well, not a blowout for us, but we had a big turnout for that. Filled up the bar and grill, filled up the theater. I think Saturday we sold about 1,200 tickets just for Doctor Strange last Saturday, so it was good.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Nice. That's got to be on like two or three screens or so, probably, huh?
I think we have it on five.
Five, wow.
Yep. So,
did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you're missing out.
I know.
Oh, it's good. It is so good.
I usually, with the Marvel movies, I get to it that weekend, so I work through to Saturday. Usually me and my girlfriend will go on Saturday night, and we weren't able to make it this last weekend, so I'm trying to avoid any of the spoilers, but I've heard that it's really good. We're going to try and catch it tomorrow night.
You know, if I worked here, I would see them like all before anybody else.
Oh, I know. So we do actually, you know, get the special occasion employee showing, and they did that. But I was working overnights that day, so I unfortunately missed that showing.
Oh, shoot. So yeah. I imagine this opening weekend tonight here, it's like we got a couple movies opening tonight. We got Firestarter, and then we got the family movie. I'm just blanking on the name of it off the top of my head here. I had it right with me right here. It was Family Camp. That's what it was. Yep. So, yeah. So I know it's a kind of a little bit of a layback from last week, but then next weekend is supposed to be, 2 weeks out,
Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
excited.
Sir. That's going to be awesome.
Let's get a...
Yes. Oh, not that one. There we go. Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, awesome soundboard. But, yeah, so Top Gun Maverick, I can only imagine the anticipation for it after 2 years of delays.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been put off time and time again. It was one of our first movies that we were supposed to be showing at the beginning of COVID, and it has been pushed off indefinitely since. I was very fortunate. I got to go to CinemaCon just a couple weeks ago in Vegas, and I got to see an early showing of it. No spoilers. Outstanding movie.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. I know you were mentioning it before. We were kind of doing some pre-show stuff earlier in the day here. And, CinemaCon, for those unaware, can you just give some quick highlights from that? Was it your first time making it out there?
It was my second time. So we went 4 years ago, and, the River Cinema tries to make it every two or three years, and it's really cool. It's a multi-day event held up at Caesar's Palace. And they bring out a bunch of presentations. So the big movie companies like Paramount, Disney, Neon was there, and they kind of helped us out a lot through. They're kind of a smaller company that helped us out a lot through COVID. They promoted and gave us a bunch of movies when other movie companies were kind of holding back. And so they walk out a lot of actors, actresses, directors to show us the new slate of movies that's coming up. Movies in the future, movies that are coming out this year, next year. So we got to see some early showings, like Black Phone, which was fantastic. That'll be out soon. And Top Gun Maverick. Oh, I did not get to see the first one, but the second one was outstanding.
So
very good.
I saw some reviews, and it looked like people were saying that the new Top Gun just blows the old one out of the water, which, you know, we just got out of Firestarter. You know, that's kind of the reason we're here. It's the opener of Firestarter, and that was one of my favorite movies growing up. It came out in 1984, and no bias. I mean, I preferred the original.
Yeah.
But the new one is still absolutely fantastic, so I encourage everybody to come out here and check it out.
How did you feel about Zac Efron playing the dad? I know he was, you know, he's traditionally a very young actor. I haven't seen him in a dad role yet. Did he play it well? I thought it was really intriguing when I first saw that he was kind of playing in a role like this.
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job. Except I don't have two names for him. He's not Zac Efron. He's just Zac Efron.
Just Zac Efron.
He's just Zac Efron for me. So, but yeah, he did a really good job.
Awesome.
Yeah, I thought he nailed the role too. And yeah, it's cool seeing how like I just rewatched I saw for my first time the original a couple weeks ago. So just seeing the things they do.
The original Firestarter.
Yep.
Yeah.
1984. Yeah. I can't believe it's Drew Barrymore as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, and just seeing all the things they switched up to kind of keep it fresh but still retain the spirit of the original. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. 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 Efron is really, really good. Yeah. So, I have just a couple other quick questions for you. River Cinema in general, how long have you been here? Have you been here since the beginning?
2008.
That was opening
well,
year?
Well, that's when the theater opened up. I have not been here since 2008. It's been about 10 years. I started doing
the theater here opened up in 2008?
2008, yeah.
I thought it was way before that.
Yeah, no, 2008 we opened up. I didn't start here till I think it was 2012, 2013. It's been almost 10 years now.
Okay, wow, yeah.
So I've been here for about that long.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, that's just got to show your passion and love for the movies. You know, just to persevere in here for this long, go to CinemaCon. That's got to be an awesome.
It's a fantastic experience. And I wasn't, coming into this job when I first started. It was more just a job. You know, it was something to get by. And I got very close with the wonderful family that runs this business and became more and more of a cinema head as the years went on and started watching a lot more movies, TV shows and whatnot. But, you know, prior to this, I wasn't as into, you know, movies, TVs. I liked riding around on my bike with my friends and stuff like that. But this job has been great. The environment's been great. The family's fantastic. And
I couldn't think of a more fun job. Oh, like, I've always had a dream of like opening up a theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should, just in a different state.
Yeah.
Just get out of our territory. Yeah.
And I guess you also too, the people that own River Cinema also own the is it the Grand or the Strand?
The Grand Theater in Crookston.
And the Fawston one also.
And the Fawston one is now actually a separate branch under Moore Family Theaters Incorporated, where River Cinema Incorporated. So after Bob, who founded the theater and started it, he had one in Black Duck, Fawston, Crookston, and then here at the River Cinema. They sold the Black Duck one off, and when Bob sold it, he sold the Grand and the River Cinema to two of his children, Penny Moore and Penny Stye, sorry, and Brian Moore. And then his youngest got Fawston. So that's now a separate entity.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I actually saw a random, just dumb memory. Is I spent a few summers on a family farm there, and one time we go to like random county fairs, and I do remember catching a movie at the Fawston Theater. Rob Roy of all movies.
Oh, did you?
yeah, that long, long time ago.
Did you get to sit in the big auditorium too?
I remember it being a bigger one. I was only probably like 12 or so at the time, but
well, what an experience to have at 12. That theater is beautiful.
Yeah, I remember it being like kind of like your traditional majestic theater from like old school days.
I believe it used to be an opera house at first. Now I've heard this. Unsubstantiated claim, but I hear that it is the longest running movie theater, consecutive running movie theater in all of America, over 100 years. I don't know if that is true, but it is what I hear from some of the staff around here. So that's interesting, but it is cool. It's got that, kind of curved seating that Opera House. It's got those John Wilkes booths up on the side that are closed off now. You can't go sit up there. But I've only had the pleasure of working on some of the projectors there. I have yet to see a movie in that theater.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, just, yeah, for it to still be going all that time, that's awesome. And just a follow-up, I guess, just, you know, I guess going ahead, I know this past year has been a big year for the River Cinema. You guys have had a lot of new additions, auditoriums going
to
luxury.
And more to come.
Yeah.
Yep.
15, and more to come then, too.
And more to come. Not additional theaters, but we're looking at some additions. I'm not going to have too many spoilers, but we're looking at upgrading to some newer projectors, looking at some other seating options. So, yeah, we're not even close to done.
That's awesome.
That's actually a question that I was going to ask, and you know what? You don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but because I've never actually experienced one. But IMAX, is that a... I don't even really know what an IMAX is, to be honest with you.
It's not on the slate right now. IMAX, big curved screen up on the ceiling. You lean back, you look at it. It's much larger. It's much larger. It kind of wraps, you know, kind of like a curved, like LCD display. Any gamers out there, anything like that?
We
have another.
If you want to come back on here, we're doing a quick interview. We'll give you. We'll hook you. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, if you want to hop on the mic,
you can have a koozie though.
Yeah, koozie. Or do
you?
You don't want to hop on the mic?
Not even for 10 seconds to say what movie you're going to see?
No.
Oh, Grand Forks Best Source. Yes. GFBS, easy way to remember it. Find on all your podcast apps.
No, I want to just
talk. All right. All right.
Yep, those are free. Go ahead and take one.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, you just go ahead and make up a movie.
All right. Terminator 7.
Terminator 7, yes. Yes, but yeah, so you were saying IMAX, so...
We're not, no. Yeah. But that that's not on the slate. It's something that had been discussed in the past, you know, as an option or a potential. It's not not.
I wouldn't see myself even wanting to see the majority of movies that I watch on one of those, to be honest with you.
It's kind of a big release kind of thing. You know, your big Marvel movies, Star Wars, Avatar, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's not necessarily as much as 3D in the manner that it has to be done so right for it to be good. You know, if you've watched Avatar in 3D, you know, wow, they nailed it.
Yeah.
But then they've got, you know, G-Force, which is a movie about gerbils and gerbil balls in 3D, and you're like, and kind of ruins the experience. And I don't think IMAX is quite like that, but I think it is more of a special occasion kind of thing that we just aren't getting enough of those to justify putting one up here in town, at least just yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I just want to say, too, recent additions in the theater for the past year or two, I love the luxury of the recliners. Yeah. Those are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys nailed it out of the park with that. And also, you know, being able to have a beverage.
An adult beverage. Yeah, an adult beverage. That's the right way to say it. A nice little Bud Light or something like that. It's been great. It's nice to offer just more options to people. And with the chairs, that was a huge thing for us, and people really like them. For Doctor Strange, 60% of our ticket sales were alone just for Doctor Strange was in our luxury theaters. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking at better options for the rest of our auditoriums. You know, they may be similar to what we have now, you know, full luxury. They may be a little bit of a downgrade in between. We're kind of looking at those options right now.
Well, not only that, but even in the luxury seating, you guys have the spacing so perfect that you don't ever see the top of somebody's head, because that's like one of my biggest pet peeves of a movie. You got some guy that comes in, he's got his farmer hat on, and it's, you know, sticking three feet above it.
A lot of very careful work was done in doing that. This is a very retrofit building. I'm sure everyone who's been here knows this is not your average movie theater, and a lot of work from a very very smart man, you know, built this place from the ground up. And it's cool.
Yeah,
we want to make sure, pay our respects. I saw the article, the clipping there in the hallway there earlier today. So that is just fantastic work. I've been a big fan of this theater since it opened. So
I'm really looking forward to that new Avatar movie too.
December. So excited.
Oh yeah, because that's one of my favorite movies ever.
The only presentation I missed when I went to CinemaCon was the Disney presentation. I accidentally overslept. And they showed, about 10 minutes of the Avatar movie, about 30 minutes of the... They showed a lot of pre-feature stuff. I released all of it.
Oh, yeah. Bummer.
I know.
I don't know if you could talk about it or not, but like I know Avatar, that was kind of like the big catalyst for 3D movies coming back for several years and being a big thing. Has it been announced if it's going to be 3D again?
So I believe it is going to be a 3D movie. Right now, we are not 3D capable. We used to be. Now, it is possible that maybe, nobody hold me to it, we may be showing Avatar in 3D. Okay. Looking at upgrading a couple projectors. We may be getting in a new projector for one of our larger theaters. And with that will come 3D capabilities again with a laser projector. So it's possible. No promises. It's something that we're looking at. We're working towards. We kind of got our gears turning a little bit once we went out to CinemaCon, checked out the showroom floor, all the new stuff.
That 3D thing was kind of a fad for a while.
It was.
You know.
I think the main issue with it was it just got overused with all these terrible movies that didn't do it well, and it just died out. And the equipment's expensive to maintain. It's a wheel, a mechanical wheel that just spins and spins, and so it breaks down, and it's only made by one company, so they're very expensive, and businesses just couldn't keep up with it, you know?
And for me, one of the things, like, I thought it was super cool, like, seeing the 3D, mm-hmm. especially with Avatar. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, having the glasses on, and then every now and then, my eyes would try to, like, focus, and I couldn't see some things like I should.
Get a little blurry almost.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was just like, you know what, maybe I just would rather enjoy this in, like, normal viewing mode.
Yep. Avatar was one of the first 3D movies I ever saw, and it was astounding. I think I was, 15 or so.
It was like the opening of it when it was 3D. It was like, whoa.
Oh, I know.
But then after about 45 minutes, I was like, can I take these off now?
With the exception of the tree scene when they're, you know, blowing up the tree and all that ash is falling and it feels like it's just falling on you. I think they just did an outstanding job in that movie that so many other movies just failed to capture.
My favorite was when he put out the fire and it was like, you know, now look at, you know, letting the moon illuminate everything. That was,
and it just shone out at you.
Was so cool.
The 3D movies, I mean, from the most I saw, it seems like maybe there was a couple of scenes that kind of really grabbed you, but for the most part it was pretty not all of them, but most of them were pretty passable. I remember one of the Final Destinations, I think, had some fun with it, with a lot of gratuitous 3D effects.
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot of fun.
I have not seen any of those in 3D, but I could imagine those logs coming at you on the screen, and you're
you could tell,
ducking out of way.
You could tell they took full advantage of it. I guess a couple more quick questions here about the theater. I know the other big addition from, like, the past year was, like, I forget the exact month it opened, but the Shire. Yeah, how's that been hanging for you guys? There's been I had some awesome wings there earlier today.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Traditional or boneless?
I had some boneless. The honey lemon. Really good stuff.
Enjoyed that. Good. Our traditional wings are fantastic. We opened October. It was 12th or 15th. So, and this was another thing that we put completely on hold when COVID hit. We were in the process of working on it, opening it, and we had to hold it off for a good solid 2 years. But we finally got it up and going, and we're doing well. People are coming in. Word of mouth is spreading.
The place is awesome. It's, like, such a cool atmosphere.
That's great to hear. Thank you so much. We really tried to make it a unique environment. You know, not only we're at a movie theater, so we wanted to find something that kind of fit that theme. So we made a movie-themed bar and grill. We've got a wall with a bunch of Marvel memorabilia on it, posters, Thor's hammer, helmets, things like that.
I love the props and the stand-ups. And what was that, the Predator in there made of, like, all those custom automobile
parts? That was actually found at years back. Bob found that at CinemaCon. There's a kind of a little business there in Caesar's Palace that sells all of these ones that we have around here. So that includes Alien, Bumblebee, Iron Man, Optimus Prime.
Yeah, they're really, really cool. I went to school for art, so I know how much work that somebody has to put into that.
I couldn't even imagine.
I think it's really worth emphasizing for people. If I know a lot of families, it's hard to plan a family trip out to the theater. It's worth it to come out here. If you haven't been to River Cinema at least once, it's worth it to come out just to take in it's like a cinema paradise here, from not just, like, the latest, but from all the cinemas past, and from all the props.
Absolutely.
You mentioned the Shire and all the posters everywhere.
The first time I was in the Shire, my eyes were just going crazy because I'm like, you know, I'm just spotting every single, like, piece of memorabilia in there, and I'm like, that's from that movie, that's from that movie, that's from that movie. And, you know, and then you try to find one that you don't you know, necessarily
you don't
know.
And you, yep. What is that one right there? And you know, we did a good job filling up the walls, but there's still more to do. So we're, you know, moving into the future. We plan to fill up the ceiling. You know, we've balled around ideas of getting a large Millennium Falcon and TIE fighters and whatnot, hanging those from the ceiling. And so there's still more work to be done. We're going to continue to add to it, continue to work on our drinks, our food, and just keep moving forward.
My daughter saw Gollum peeking through that tile, and she was like, what the heck is that?
You know, what's funny is that's actually been up there since we opened it, and constantly, all the time, people who come in all the time, they don't notice it until, they won't notice it for weeks. They'll be like, has that always been up there? Yeah, and that was Bob's last addition to the place, too.
Oh, wow.
That mask. He said, we're putting it up in that ceiling. And yeah. I was like, Bob, it's going to look ridiculous. It's a Halloween mask. And he goes, it's going in the ceiling. Oh, so there it is.
Love it.
And there it will stay.
Awesome. Lasting impact. Yeah. I love it. I want to make sure to mention here, too, before we let you go, is that, you know, guys have a ton of great promotions going on, mm-hmm. too. I don't know if we want to run down some of the promotions got going on. I know I'm always a fan of, you know, if people, you know, people on a budget nowadays, too. Tuesdays is the great day to come out here, right?
Tuesday, $5 Tuesday, baby. Come on out all day.
Yeah.
All day. $5, come catch a movie, which is great for us. Our Tuesdays do really well. And also Tuesdays over
Wait, all,
at...
all day Tuesday all is just day, $5 movies?
All day Tuesday, $5 movies.
It's
a good deal.
You
can't. And over at the Shire, we got half-off appetizers. So if you want to pop in, grab some half-off appetizers, grab a movie. If you do it between 3 and 6, we got happy hour, too, which is 2-for-1 tap drinks, bar beers, and rail drinks. So grab a couple drinks, some appetizers, catch a movie on a budget. It's a good day.
Yeah.
We also do a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday deal, which is a senior deal. Now, I may be off by 25 cents or here so on the price of that, but I believe that's also $5 a ticket for senior matinees, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So it's a great time to come out if you want to fill up your day during the weekday. You know, everybody's busy during the weekend seeing family and, you know, going out on dates, coming to the movies, hopefully. But if you need something to do to fill up your weekday, yeah.
And I want to make sure to give a nice big plug, because I took advantage of this during Christmas time through a little bit of a mini bash for took you up on the theater's offer to rent one of the private auditoriums mm-hmm. for you could stream or watch pretty much anything, or a game night.
It's really whatever you want to do. So you could bring in a laptop and stream your own show. You could bring in a console. We used to offer the consoles ourselves, but the updating was a bit tough. So you can bring in your own console, play video games. It's about 3 hours for $100.
I could literally just pull up Halo on one of these big screens,
yes,
and just go gaming.
Sir, I've done that. It's fantastic.
Oh,
Halo
man.
2 on a 60-foot screen doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, that's what I did. I watched a movie, and then I had an extra hour to play some games afterwards. Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, yeah. I remember my daughter just came. You know, they had a birthday party here. They just rented out one of these rooms in the back there, and you know, I think maybe they caught a movie afterwards. But
did they bring one of their own DVDs, or did they just watch one of the ones that we had going on?
Well, no, I mean, just the fact that they had the room for, it wasn't the theater. It was just actually just renting out a room in the back.
A separate party room.
Yeah, just a party room.
So we do that. We have our birthday parties, which has a separate party room, and then you can go to a movie. And usually with that deal, when you have a party room, the theater is still shared with other people, so it's one of our standard times. But we also offer the renting out the theater, in which case you don't have a party room, you just have the theater. But we'll bring some tables in there so you can, you know, and some chairs so you can lay your cakes down and your presents and whatnot. But then you have that entire theater to do with as you please for that 3 hours.
I'm still blown away by it, just being able to game on there, because I'm going to break out a old NES, play some F-Zero, and see if I can't go into a seizure.
Yeah, we'll take you. We'll give you a deal. You've worked with us. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it up.
we'll take bets, see how long it takes before I just completely just start flopping on the ground like a fish from playing old NES F-Zero.
Well, the good thing is that we have the fire station right next door, so the service would be quick, you know? Wouldn't be long.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. I guess, too, before we wrap up, big summer movie season ahead. What are some upcoming movies coming up that anything you want to plug, or
some of the
ones you're looking forward
about.
To?
Yeah. Well, I absolutely, Top Gun is an absolute must. In June 10th, the new Jurassic Park movie is
coming
out.
That looks awesome.
June 10th, so super excited about that. I thought the last one and the one before that was going to be kind of the last that they were doing with these set of actors. But no, they're bringing everybody back. They're bringing all the old cast back and whatnot. So very excited about that. We got to see Jeff Goldblum.
Oh,
really?
That trailer, they walked him out, so that was really cool. He's fantastic. He's just so charming. After that, June 17th, the new Buzz Lightyear movie, and it looks very interesting. Mm-hmm. Looks very good. I'm not going to say much about it, but if you want to check it out, there are a couple trailers available online, so check that out.
That would normally be a hard pass for me, but that's a really good one that... you know, I can take my kids too.
Absolutely. Well, I grew up with Toy Story, young, and Toy Story was always one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, I'm usually not too big on animated, but Toy Story is always like one of the exceptions I always make sure to go out of the way to see.
Oh, it just pulls at your heart, you know? It really, really gets you. We also have Black Phone, the new Blumhouse movie. It is a scary movie, so for all the horror movie lovies, the horror movie lovers out there, definitely come check it out.
Speaking of horror movies, so you know we went and caught the new Firestarter, mm-hmm. and there was a preview for a movie that I thought looked absolutely terrifying and awesome.
I'm familiar with it.
Oh, the nuns?
No, it was the light, and it was something with the light. It was a preview before the movie, and it almost looked like the Exorcist.
We thought it was
like a sequel to The Exorcist, and it looks awesome. I know which
one you're talking about.
Oh, it looks awesome.
I just
don't
remember what the name of it was. That was one of the ones that they had brought up, but there is kind of a nun aspect to it, right?
Yeah, I'm really like a nun aspect.
The lady is a nun, and demons trying to possess her.
Yeah, it looked terrifying.
It does, the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember which one it's called, but that one is also coming out this year.
And then I guess, I always got to ask, since we got you here at the Big Cinema Ahead, just maybe two or three quick movies that come to mind, all-time favorite movies.
Oh, for me?
Yeah, for you,
Oh, my goodness. Well, Avatar.
Avatar?
The first Avatar movie, I mean, just absolutely blew me away.
Oh, there we go.
The Departed.
Oh, yeah.
The Departed. Absolutely outstanding movie. Have I been holding this too close to my face?
No, you're fine.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Avatar, The Departed, and then, boy, it's really tough. I'm going to have to do... I've got a couple action movies in there. I'm going to go with a comedy, a classic, Step Brothers. Step Brothers.
That
is hilarious.
Yes.
Very funny movie.
It's no Dodgeball, but it's pretty good.
You're correct.
It is. So many classic quotes from that movie. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. John C. Reilly, Will Ferrell. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys? What are your kind of top three?
Top three. Well, I know a couple that come to mind, at least as far as comedies. Office Space has always been one of my all-time favorites. Dirty Work. I mean, it's pretty formula, but, you know, especially with, unfortunately, you know, Norm and Bob Saget passing away this final year, we on an early episode of Big Screens and TV Streams, we busted it out for a re-review, and it's still so much
still
fun.
Still holds up.
Yeah, yeah, still a classic. And as far as, like, maybe more prestige movies, I guess I'm a fan of Ordinary People.
A really good movie.
Yeah, really good drama. And, that's just a handful off the top of my head. How about for you, Paul?
So I'm a big nerd when it comes to, I like movies that take me out of like the realistic world. You know, that's kind of like why I like sci-fi and fantasy and that kind of thing. So I guess, Avatar.
Yeah.
I thought that was just amazing.
Really
you know,
movie.
Cinematically, it was really, really fantastic. Starship Troopers.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. You've never seen Starship Troopers? Oh my god, you are missing out. Yeah. You have to watch that.
Where can I find it? Is it on any of the platforms? Or?
It's anywhere you want to
find it.
Starship Troopers is everywhere.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's escaping it.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It is fantastic.
Yeah, the original. And it plays so many different ways today, too, because I guess, you know, it kind of came off as, like, a cheesy sci-fi, but then you watch it nowadays, you know, adult set of eyes are like, oh, wow, there's, like, actual layers to this.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, well, can I guess number three? Spaceballs.
That's up there. But my number three, my number three always changes because I like new things. So as of right now, my number three is Doctor Strange and number two, the one that is in the theaters right now.
Really?
Wow. Yep.
That good?
Yep.
That is huge. That is huge, huge upside.
I mean, that'll probably change, but as of right now, yeah.
And I saw the new Spider-Man movie, too.
Yeah, I thought it blew that one out of the water.
Yeah. How'd you feel about this new Spider-Man movie overall before Doctor Strange when you watched it?
I thought it was really good. Yeah. We actually did a review on it, and I said that I thought maybe it got more hype than it should have, like right when I walked out of the theater, and then I watched it for the second time when it came on streaming. And I was like, you know, I stand by my decision. I think it was a little bit more hype than it should have been. Still a fantastic movie, but I think the new Doctor Strange is way better.
I love the new Doctor Strange, but I love the Spider-Man No Way Home, too. I mean, we did our top 10 movies of the year, and I put in my number one a lot for last year. It was, yeah.
It was Spider-Man.
Yeah. I liked how it incorporated all the characters, and especially, like, I thought it had a great message, too. So, yeah.
Well, they brought everybody back, too. And so I, you know, grew up with the Tobey Maguire and started watching the Andrew Garfield in my later teen years, you know, early adult life. And then Tom Holland came along and just knocked it out of the park. And I don't know how they've managed to do that with Spider-Man, in my opinion. Like, Tobey Maguire was a fantastic Spider-Man, with the exception of 3. I think we can all agree.
Yes.
And then they just continue to knock it out of the park with these, like, new actors portraying Spider-Man. And it's like, well, how do you top that? But are you going to do that with Iron Man? Can you do that with Iron Man?
Can you do a better Robert? And that's exactly what I thought when I saw the new Spider-Man. And, you know, because I didn't realize how long it's been since the very first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah, I guess 20 years, actually. 2002.
Yeah. So when he came out in that movie, I was just like, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the real Spider-Man. Yeah. Like, forget Tom Holland, forget all of them. As soon as he made his appearance, I was just like, that's Spider-Man.
Well, I love that he was aged, too, at that point. Yep. You know, and, like, and they didn't, you know, do some, like, weird time warp thing where they tried to CGI him to be young, any of them to be younger than they were, you know?
And the way they incorporated, Tobey and Garfield in there, too, like, they're able to kind of rectify some of the faults from, like, especially the Garfield ones.
Yeah.
Where he had that awesome moment where, you know,
And he was the strongest Spider-Man.
I mean,
he can actually just, like, do it naturally.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Fantastic movie. So
on that, just a quick note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to make sure, before were there any other things about the theater you wanted to make sure to get in here?
So the new Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse movie is coming out in October.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys have seen the first Into the Spider-Verse movie. It was an animated style movie, but it was really fantastic. And I'm not usually big on anything animated, honestly. Cartoons and whatnot, there are some things, but I've kind of just not been a big fan of it. The Spider-Verse movies were absolutely fantastic. The Spider-Verse movie was absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. So they are making a second one. Comes out October 7th, and at CinemaCon, they announced officially that they're also currently working on a third. So there's for sure going to be 3 of those Spider-Verse movies.
Full-on trilogy.
And they're all going to be animated, I'm assuming?
Correct, okay. Yeah. And those were really good movies as well, but those will also be wide releases, so you'll be able to come out to the River Cinema, of course, and watch that. Yeah,
absolutely. So awesome. Yeah, so I guess just to wrap it up, where can people find the latest on the River Cinema, like social media, websites? RiverCinema15.com, correct?
RiverCinema15.com and our Facebook, so that's kind of where you can see stuff. But also, if you just want to come in and ask any questions, we're open as a book. We've got a list right here of movies that are coming out over the next, you know, 4 years that are planned at least.
Wow.
And, you know, we're happy to kind of tell you what's on our slate and what we've got going on. But I would say, our website and our social media is kind of our best place to see what's going on with us. And then coming in to say hi, watch a movie as well.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Sam, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you guys. This has been awesome.
Yeah,
so much for having me. This is super cool. I'm glad you guys are here. And, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Awesome. Take it easy, guys.
Yeah, thank you. So, many thanks again to Sam for
I could talk movies with him all day.
Yeah, we could keep on forever. Yeah.
I'll come back one day.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. We'll do another one. Sequel awesome. It up.
I'm stealing your mouse.
Absolutely. Oh, wait.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thank you. So, many thanks to Sam of the River Cinema there for taking some time to talk to us about movies and the River Cinema. That was an awesome interview. So, people coming and going, if you're watching us live, stop on down here in the lobby of the River Cinema 15 here. We just want to hear just take a minute or two to talk to us, to pull up a chair next to us here.
Get some free candy.
Tell us a movie you're going to see or you're just coming out of here. We want to hear what you have to say, or just other movies you're excited for seeing, or just want to talk shop with us about movies in general. So that was quite the rundown of the movies coming out this summer here. I'm
excited.
Yeah, Top Gun Maverick, I think, is obviously going to... I guess the new Thor also is coming out later this summer, too.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that. I don't know what to expect with that one.
Yeah.
It looks like it's just going to be more of a comedy than anything.
Yeah. The last one kind of took it in a more comedic direction there. It was... I probably have to give it a rewatch to see how I truly feel about it. I was so thrown off kilter by the direction of the third one here. So, but we'll see. I'm a sucker for him. I'm going to see him the comic movies opening weekend. That I just have to. I'll have to do it. But So I guess So we're going to be talking about Firestarter, a more in depth review on Wednesday's show on 2 p.m. on our regular 2 p.m. time slot. You can find.
Oh yeah, we're going to break it down.
And you can find that on gfbestsource.com or just GFBS anywhere on social medias or your podcast apps. So, yeah, we'll do a more thorough review. It's day one here, so we're not going to go into the nitty-gritty here about it here. But we kind of gave some just brief broad strokes here. So, yeah, but, yeah, Firestarter opening night here. And of course, too, you see we got the trailers going on in the background for Doctor Strange and Firestarter 2. Firestarter as well. So if you saw
Zac Efron.
So if you've seen Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness or that or any other movies, just pull up a chair, come talk to us, get some free candy. Yeah, it's a good deal. So yeah. So other than that though, Paul, I know there are some other movies coming out next week here. It's going to be Top Gun Maverick is 2 weeks out from now, And then the following week, there is I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I'll have to look it up here. But, a lot of movies hit in the theaters here this weekend here. So kind of curious to see if there's any other ones coming out here off the top of your head that catch your eye later this year.
I don't know. I lost where you were in the notes here. So
Oh, no. It's all good.
It sucks because I got rid of my Disney Plus thing. But I'm looking forward to that new Obi-Wan. That's going to be streaming on Disney. I think that looks like it's going to be pretty good.
Obi-Wan, that's like a week out, right?
Yeah, something like that. Other than that, like I said, I saw that preview for that, Exorcism movie. That looks awesome. Avatar isn't coming out till December, so that sucks. But, it is what it is. You gotta wait. Good things come with patience.
Yes. Yes. I got the two movies that are coming out next week here. So the big movie is next Friday. I wouldn't say it's anything like as far as the hype level goes. Aren't as the same hype level as Top Gun Maverick, or like Doctor Strange 2. But I got Downton Abbey: A New Era. And,
really?
Yep.
And I know a lot of people that like watch that show.
That was the big TV show, right?
Yeah.
A few years.
That's a big hard pass for me.
And then the other one here is it's called Men, and it's starring Jesse Buckley, Rory Kinnear, and Papa Isidu, and it's directed by Alex Garland, and it's the aftermath of a personal tragedy where they retreat to the English countryside and they find a place to heal up here, but someone's stalking them, and it turns out to be a creepy, scary movie. Thriller.
What's this one I see? Nope. He mentioned that when Sam mentioned that when he was over here, and I saw a poster for it. It's called Nope.
Nope. I'll have to do a quick. That's coming out this year, right?
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah, or Nope.
No. Yeah. I want to say I vaguely remember catching a trailer for it, but I am pulling it up right now, and it's caretakers at a California horse ranch encounter a mysterious force that affects human and animal behavior. So yeah, that is the synopsis for Nope. Yeah, and yeah, that is that one. So, yeah, we're live here at the River Cinema here in the lobby here at East Grand Forks. And, yeah, if you haven't been here, we were talking to Sam earlier here. Fantastic place. Great treasure trove of movie history, too, with all the props, all the posters on display. Yeah, if you're unaware where it's located, you can't miss it. You pretty much cross the Sorley Bridge, Demers Bridge into East Grand Forks. It's one of the first things you see right across from Cabela's, I believe. Yeah, so.
And if we can't grab somebody, because I think we're in between movie times here, so if we can't grab somebody to come over here, maybe we'll just take a little break, and then we'll come back, maybe get, what's the Hollywood Heroes?
Yep, Hollywood
maybe,
Heroes.
Maybe,
yep.
Maybe we'll get them to come over and talk with us, and some other people that are coming into... To some 7 o'clock. Well, that's the thing. It's past seven, so it would probably be like 7:30 is when the next movies are going to be starting. So there's probably going to be a little bit of a null of traffic going on here. I would assume until the next showing.
Absolutely. So yeah, stick with us. We're going to take a quick little break. Find a couple other people here to bring on, and yeah, we are Grand Forks' best source, giving the Grand Cities an identity again.